Hi, my name is Vincent Martinez, and I play Americana music in Seattle with a group called Vince Martinez and the Great Blue Yonder. I also am a member of the Bushwick Book Club Seattle. I read Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan, and the book is about four different meals that he goes through. One is an industrial agricultural meal, one is an organic industrial, and one is an organic local, and one is a foraged and found. And my song is really inspired about the third farm that he goes to, which is an all-local organic farm in Virginia. And I really would like to see a more ideal type of farm, because I'm a vegetarian and I actually don't usually talk about it that much. This book made me want to talk about being a vegetarian and how I think that we could have even a more ideal farm than the ideal farm that's out there right now, in which we don't have to kill other animals in order to sustain ourselves. So that's really what my song is about, and it talks just about that there's a potential evolution for humans, that we could eventually evolve beyond killing other animals to sustain ourselves. And I think we're at that point now in humanity where that's easily accomplished.
I've seen a space, everything appears to be in its proper place, man and land in harmony. Still, I hope to find a farm featured in my dreams. Nothing's left behind. No beast is forced to bleed for me. Sure, you can say everything has got its way, but somehow that don't feel alright with me. It's time that I stood up for what is good, and I turn my back on things that I can see. No, not me. Must we accept the basic status of our being, as if we've no concept of changing for better things? When will we evolve to do less harm than we do good? Sure, there's things that we can't solve. There's plenty of them that we could. Still, you can say everything has got its way, but somehow that don't feel alright with me. It's time that I stood up for what is good, and I turn my back on things that I can see. Ought there to be something more for what we have in store, for us to find a kinder way to be? If we could only understand that a man is still a man, if he can find a plan where they are free, free like me.
Good eating to me means knowing where my food comes from and being involved in the process of creating the meal. So I've been more into cooking lately. I just got married recently last year, and I joke that we're eating better because we're cooking at home and because we got all these nice things for the registry. And it's been really fun actually to really think about and plan meals, which I hadn't really done a lot in the past. And I'm very into eating organic and local now, and I think the Northwest is abundant in all of those, and it's great to have farmers markets pretty much in every neighborhood. So I like to know what we're planning on eating, put the meal together, make it at home, and then serve it for us and our friends. And I think that that's really about what real healthy living and healthy eating is about for me.